Hi, this is Terry Samal from PMML. Today, I want to give you the market statistics for all of the new builds, but also the recently built multifamily buildings across the province of Quebec and for 2023. So we had a hectic year in 2023. Interest rates were on the rise constantly, except for the end of the year where they were tapering off. Great possibility of increasing rents and on existing assets, but mostly on recent constructions, meaning all buildings built, multifamily built after 2013 in the province of Quebec. So incredible increases that gave incredible opportunities to several buyers. What I want to do is I want to go through 12 transactions that took place this year, almost one every month, to show you the evolution of the sales of recently built buildings across the province of Quebec and in different areas. Of course, a lot of the newer projects that were supposed to be built this year were not, because a lot of the contractors stopped the development and altered the development of newer builds, including concrete-built assets and high-rises, to be able to exactly see where the market was going as far as interest rates and make sure that they were doing the right thing by building an asset. So a lot of those assets that were supposed to be built in 2023 are either going to be built in 2024 or 2025. But there was large opportunities, a large amount of opportunities across the market. So I want to talk to you about these 12 transactions. Let's start with one that took place in January 2023 in the Les Rivières sectors in Quebec City. This time it's Brivia Group, which for those who know Brivia builds incredible assets. They've built all over, including Montreal and here in Quebec City. And they decided to sell this first asset built in 2021. 225 units. They sold it to a Montreal-based investment company, which is well-known on the market, that has been in business for a long period of time, that has a retail office and also multifamily, a well-established family in Montreal, that purchased this building for a little bit more than $64 million. Interesting to see that this building is going to be added into the portfolio. Of course, was paid a very good price. Almost $285,000 per door is definitely a good price for a 225 unit. This is just going to be added into the portfolio. Quebec City is a booming city. Rental value is quite high for newer assets. If you're looking to buy in Quebec City, there's a lot of portfolios that were sold lately in the past 2 years. So there's not that much portfolios left over, but there's a lot of residual land available. And I'm thinking about Lévis, which is on the south shore of Quebec. And Lévis is in ultra development right now. The zoning permits very high buildings. A little bit the same situation that we had in Gatineau versus Ottawa. We're seeing the same thing in Lévis versus Quebec City. So just crossing the bridge across the St. Lawrence River into Lévis. And you could find pieces of land to build high-rises there, which is really interesting. So when I'm talking about high-rises for that area, I'm talking about buildings between 8 to 12 floors. So interesting to see that Brivia was ready to sell this asset to this Montreal-based investor. And also this new transaction for that many number of units permits really to place a criteria on the comparables in that area. So this comparable could be, naturally this building that was sold already 1 year ago, we're talking about two increases. If you're considering the January increase that they had last year and the one that they're going to have this year, right there, I think that the buyer did a great job in purchasing this asset. There's so much opportunity to increase rents on buildings in Quebec that were built less than 5 years ago. My second transaction now is in Mirabel. For those who know Mirabel, first of all, there's an international airport in Mirabel, which is no longer used for passenger use, but it's more of an airport where industrial is very, very popular. So this transaction took place not too far from there. There's also Highway 50 going from Highway 15 that comes into Montreal and going all the way up into Hawkesbury, et cetera, and going all the way up to Ottawa. So this is placed on that axis, and there's a development right now of a lot of walk-up buildings in that area. So there's a lot of newer build assets, usually I'd say 3 to 4 stories high walk-up, and some newer multifamily buildings of say 20 to 50 units are being built right now, with elevators, interior garage spaces. And of course, when you're building these size of assets, you're encouraging commerce. And then you have all kinds of, different companies being installed and services and restaurants and banks and extra, et cetera, gravitating around that. Of course, you have La Chute also. I have a very nice portfolio for sale right now in La Chute. La Chute is exploding right now, and it's an older city village, but it has that vibe to it, and it's a center axis for transportation. So that axis between La Chute and Mirabel is all being built right now, and this transaction took place here. We're talking about 24 units that sold 2018 construction that sold for close to $217,000 per door, $217,000 at a cap rate of 4.3, 17 times the gross, but almost 23.5 times the net. So it's interesting that when you're looking at these type of assets, please consider always not necessarily the gross income multiplier, but look at the cap rate versus the price per door. And here, I think that in the context, we're rebuilding the same asset would probably cost about $325,000 per door. That's almost $100,000 per door more, almost, say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, almost 5 years later. That's an incredible amount of cost that you have to consider when you're buying a new asset. So if you could buy something that's a little bit used, if you want, existing in the market, it makes a lot of sense. Let's go into the month of March. I want to talk to you about Bromont. Bromont, first of all, it's a municipality which has a brand new sector. It's hyper-developed because there's a ski mountain there. There's a ski hill there. So it's a very similar market to what you would see in, say Saint-Sauveur. A lot of new condominiums are being built, and a lot of new rentals are being built, and a lot of modern restaurants and amenities are being established there. There's a lot of population gravitating in and out of that city, and a good quality of life because it could be very close to Montreal if you're working from home and still have access to the eastern townships and still have access to the ski hill, to nature, etc. So people like it very much. This is a 2022 construction, 15 units, sold for close to $285,000 per door at a cap rate of 4.7, say almost 15 times the gross and 21.5 times the net. So I'm still talking about here about 4 caps, and you'll see that most of my transactions that took place here are in the 4 cap range, meaning that there's a lot of sustaining in value across time for more recent assets. Not to forget that a lot of my buyers right now, what they're doing is they're picking up the existing loans. The existing loans on these assets sometimes could be very interesting because the interest rates were lower at the time. So somebody that's assuming the existing loan could, first of all, pick up that loan at a lower interest rate, be able to capitalize a lot more in value and create equity much faster than buying a building at 5% interest rate. Also, some of the buyers, what they're doing right now is they're picking up assets that were already financed by the CHMC standard program at the time, but now putting in a new loan into place and going to get the MLI Select Energy Efficiency Cost Program, refurbishing the building, the more recent buildings, refurbishing them to be able to meet the criteria of the CHMC MLI Select Energy Cost Efficiency Program, and then refinancing with 50 years amortization and being able to sometimes get 95% in the loan to value, which is incredible when you're thinking that you could buy one of these assets, leave a little bit of money into there, and being able to have something which is new, where capital expenditures are controlled over time, the capacity to increase rents also are controlled Why? Because there's not that many new buildings in Quebec right now in the province of Quebec. So they're more or less rare. So when you have one, you're able to increase the rents on it, and there's a lot of popularity. You always have some waiting lists on these type of buildings. Let's go into March. March was done, sorry. April, let's go to Saint-Charles-Borromée, Joliette, which is in the first outskirts of Joliette, Saint-Charles-de-Borromée, but which is in the second outskirts of Montreal. So there's a lot of industries in Joliette. Now we're talking about two assets sold for a total of almost $53 million, which is a record sale $3.5 million. We're talking about two assets that sold for close to $219,000 per door, almost 15 times the gross, and at a cap rate now, this time, on the lower fives. We're talking about a 5.3 and a 5.5 cap, which does not demonstrate the standard market for that area, which should be in the higher fours, basically 4.7, 4.8. So I think the buyer did a good deal here. And buying a 2021 asset, considering that he still has 5 years to increase the rents, of course, that building is under the Tribunal Administratif du Logement regulations, but still, there's no limitations on increasing the rents for the first 5 years in the province of Quebec when you're working with a newer asset like this. So there's definitely a possibility to increase value here. Month of May, I don't have any recent transactions to show to you. If we go into June, let's talk about a high-rise right now. 170 units in Laval on Jean Béraud. Jean Béraud is close to the 15 corner 440, right next to the Carrefour Laval, one of the busiest shopping centers in Canada. A lot of towers in that area. 170 units that went for close to $513,000 per door. A transaction that was sold from a builder directly to an institutional buyer. Transaction that went for close to $87 million. So what we know in Laval is the rents are sustained very, very high. Laval has a big basin of population. North Shore of Montreal has an enormous basin of population. When you're close to shopping centers like that and close to two major highways in Laval, you could definitely attract a lot of rent. And that this is the case. This is why the buyer purchased this newer asset, which is one of the record sales in that area for almost $512,000 per door. If we continue going down the line here, let's go into month of July. Let's go closer to Ottawa, get snow in the Aylmer region. 2023 construction, 32 units, sold for almost $326,000 per door. And that's very consistent with the newer walk-up market in that area that goes for between $330,000 to $360,000 per door. What we're seeing in the Aylmer area and the Gatineau area, we're seeing a lot of renters coming from Ottawa ready to cross the river, cross the bridge, do that half an hour, 45-minute drive, and come and work in Ottawa and stay on the other side of the bridge. And that's what's sustaining the rents right now. Of course, we have a lot of populations going into Gatineau. Gatineau is being hyper-densified right now. They have their own transportation plan, and also they have zoning that permits now buildings that are up to 8 to 10, even 12 stories high in certain cases. So really interesting to see that Gatineau is being developed right now. Development is going to all depend on the infrastructure that the city could put in place and how rapidly that could happen. But I could tell you that you know, if you're looking for a newer asset and you find something that was built in, say, 2018 and above, in Aylmer, Gatineau, I think it's a good buy. Let's go into the month of August now, and let me finally talk to you about this $53 million worth transaction. It took place in Montreal in the Côte-des-Neiges area, very popular, close to universities, more on the western part of the island, close to the Dakari Boulevard. There's a large basin of population in that area, a lot of apartment buildings, but with smaller units, and a lot of apartment buildings that were built in the 60s. And the 50s. So that's why it's so interesting to have a newer asset in Côte-des-Neiges. You have the mountain that's there also, the Ville-Mont-Royal mountain. the Mount Royal Mountain. And of course, you could go from Côte des Neiges, go over the mountain and go directly into the city with a nice, beautiful drive across the mountain, which is not that long. We're talking about two buildings here. A purchase that was done by a REIT, which is RioCanTa, not to name it here. 2020 construction. One of the buildings is a 70 unit, sold for close to $431,000 per door. The second building is a 54 unit, 2021 construction, sold for close to $427,000 per door. So a beautiful transaction here, at close to $53 million worth. And that was done in the month of August at a time where the interest rates were at a history high. Interesting to see that a REIT is diversifying in that direction. A lot of sellers right now, a lot of buyers are diversifying. A lot of sellers are diversifying. It's a great time to rethink your plan. And a lot of people are completely changing the direction they're taking right now. And I think it's important to do so and to really have a portfolio that's well-balanced. You know, a bit of industrial, a lot of multifamily, some land, some office. You know, as long as you evolve and you're able to buy in an area where you're sure that populations can be maintained or increased over time, it's worth it every time. Another transaction now, still for the month of August, in Aylmer once again. Now, this time is a 26 unit sold for $308,000 per door at a cap rate of 4.3, almost 14.4 times the gross. So once again, please, when you're working with these transactions, don't necessarily look at the gross income multiplier, but go with the net because that's what's left over in your pockets, and always do a correlation with the price per door that you're paying. And this being a 2022 construction, naturally for another 5 years, 4 years, the buyer is going to be able to increase the rents without limitation and then increase per market. And I can tell you that the market in that area is booming right now. And a lot of new built over time is going to permit this buyer to sustain high value in rents over time also. Month of September, we're going to Sherbrooke. Sherbrooke, the learning university city located south of Montreal, much south of Montreal, closer to the border. Now we have a 2018 construction, 18 units, sold for $306,000 per door. So we see like a certain tendency to gravitate in the $300,000 range, considering that same asset being built today would be more like $367,000 in that area. I know because I just evaluated a project that's eventually going to come out in the market in that area at that price. October, back to Quebec City, 24 units, 2016 construction. This one went for $223,000 per door, 25 times the net. That's a cap rate of 4 at almost 14.8 times the gross income multiplier. Private investor sold to private investor here. Month of November, Gatineau on Du Plateau. Du Plateau is an area which is very much in demand. There's a whole shopping center and lifestyle center, which is right smack beside it. You have the library that's there, which is their lifestyle center, restaurants, etc. Everything is right there. It's a new district. 2023 construction, 99 units sold for close to $360,000 per door. We're talking about a transaction of almost $35 million. Was sold to a REIT. REITs have large interests on high-value areas. And, you know, most of the REITs were looking for 200 doors and above. Now we have transactions of 99 doors here. So for those who thought that REITs were on the sidelines and institutional players were on the sidelines in 2023, not the case. I have several transactions that were done by REITs and institutional players. It's all a question of opportunity and being located at the right place at the right time and being able to change rapidly your purchasing and selling strategy is super important in a market that's going to be changing more and more over time. Last and not least, the Groupe Huot transaction. For those who know, it was in the media, a group that had a lot of difficulty and that sold 2014-2017 construction buildings. A large number of units that were sold for $245 million. And this time it's a group Mac that bought. Mac is very, very active on the market. They're doing many construction projects in Montreal. And I think it was just logical for them to add value in Quebec City and be able to develop even more the Quebec City market. For them is really a demonstration how strong the Montreal market is, but also how strong the Quebec City market is as far as value and rental value. So I hope this information was interesting for you. Of course, a lot of new build projects were on standby. There's the MLI Select Energy Efficiency Cost program that's been sustaining a lot of and giving a lot of value for people that want to build newer buildings. There's an RCFI program also from CHMC. Go see the CHMC website and check out the financing possibilities. Give me a call if ever you have any questions at all on the real estate and the multifamily market. Pieces of land, a lot of land was sold this year also. You could see it in one of my other videos. I'm going to be talking about land there. So land retention is important to be able to develop, and considering that it takes a few years to develop, but there's a lot of projects that were sold this year with permits given or almost given. So it's going to be interesting to see all along the year what's going to be built, what's going to be built in 2025, and how the value of these newer and more recent assets are going to maintain over time. I wish you a lot of success in your real estate ventures, and I'll see you next time. Take care.